All right, guys, welcome back to Sports Cards Nonsense here on the Ringer Podcast Network, episode number 4. I am always short, but this week I happen to be just a little bit taller. That's why if you're watching on YouTube, the spike of my hair is off the camera because of last night's game. Mike Gioseffi, pumped to be here, super excited. Do you know there was a game last night, sir? Unnamed fellow?
Yes, Jesse Gibson here, your darling co-host. I heard
co-host is strong.
Me. There's a lot of people calling me darling, and everyone thinks I could be a co-host one day. The game, I mean, here's the fact. I'm 100% right in all my predictions. Who else can say that?
Okay, let's get right into it. Big picture. Stop teasing the people.
Super Bowl bragging rights. This is you. Go.
We called this game. Everybody's like, oh, it wasn't that big of a stretch. Whatever. We called the game.
Details.
We both took bucks. And I told you Gronk, he was going to have a day. I am not right often. So when I am, I'm going to look into the camera like I'm supposed to. And I'm even going to use modulation and enthusiasm to tell you I win. No, it is true, okay, though. Gronk went nuts. Little vintage Gronky last night. Jesse called me to tell me he watched the game. That's how you know it's a big thing.
It's my family's surprised.
Oh, everybody's excited about it. Brady rookie stuff absolutely through the roof. I mean, uncomfortable levels now. We talked about it a little bit later on. We're going to tease it now. Gary V's episode. Our interview was on this episode at the end. We got his take as a Jets fan. Not that it means a whole lot, but we'll include it anyways. That's fine. Brady rookie stuff is insane. Sorry, Gary, I was just joking. We're too new to really insult people like that. That was just a joke. We really appreciate him being here. We're excited for it. Excited to talk to him. Hope he's not listening yet. Anyways,
cut all that gore.
Gronk stuff is taking a big jump. Mahomes stuff. Guys are talking, you know, what happens to Mahomes? Can he still be the GOAT if he lost to Brady? Let's calm down. 25, 26 years old. The dude is going to be the guy in the NFL the next 10 to 15 years. I'll be honest, quite frankly, I sold all my Mahomes stuff on Friday before the show because I didn't want any of it in the house. But I would seriously consider buying Mahomes stuff a month from now. I think he's that good. Line was decimated. I mean, come on.
I mean, can we just talk about the fact that when he was being trampled by the Bucks, he was insane. Doing 360s and still getting right to the guy he wanted.
Looked like the guy was throwing some of those passes away and just spot on. I mean, inches from being caught for touchdowns. He played unbelievable despite being injured, despite his line being out. I mean, if you don't think he is the next guy in the NFL, and if you think he's just one of those top-level quarterbacks, you're a clown. He is the top-level quarterback. Brady's defense was unbelievable. Tom's got 7 rings now. I always say this, too, the whole GOAT debate, GOAT argument. I don't really care. You want somebody else on your team in the Super Bowl? You want somebody else all time? You can have him. I have no objection. I'm taking Brady. I don't care anymore. It wasn't close before the game. If you still think it's close, again, just throw on a red nose and call yourself Patch Adams and dance around like a buffoon because you're a clown.
Patch Adams reference.
I went from being extremely happy. See, now I'm just bringing it down.
I'm getting angry. Happiness levels are very close.
It's hard to say. But Gronk, Brady stuff, absolutely on fire. Brady stuff is not going to come down. We said this on the last show. It's just not. His stuff is going to hit all-time new highs. There
you
may
said
be a
grail
little bit
level
of,
before. What does that mean?
Grail level, untouchable. Just like the Jordan rookie card. High-grade Jordan rookies, untouchable. They're just monster value. They're never going to lose. It's just a great play to me. So if you have Brady stuff, you made some money last night. This guy has some
You're
Brady
welcome.
Stuff. I was not mad about it.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
All right, let's get into the important stuff now. What's
Mikey's
next?
Take of the week?
Oh, your favorite thing.
Can we have like a music thing?
Dun, 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 dun,
right. There's
dun,
no music.
Do you want me to dance?
It's
sing?
Just silent.
Oh, you went on there.
You've right. done enough of that. Thank you.
I'm excited
right.
today. You know I'm excited today.
All right, what's Mikey's, your take?
Mikey's take. So we teased this take on Friday as well. selling football to buy baseball. If you look, almost everything football right now is still up pretty close to where it was in season. I think it's a smart play right now. I would move off. Again, I want to preface this too, because some people think, well, if I sell now, I'm going to lose that. We're talking to like normal people, not the people in like the 7 and 8 figure club where you can just buy whatever you want and you can always hold until the absolute precipice of value. If you have a set amount of money and most of it's tied up in certain cards, the play now to me is sell football, make good money because it's about the height of the market, and move it into baseball. Now, yes, if you just held all this forever and you're in a spot to do that, then hold all your football till next season. I have no problem there. But I think most people realistically, okay, I've got to sell stuff to buy new stuff, sell football. I'm in a big sell football mood right now, except for Joe Burrow. If you're going to sell Joe Burrow, sell him to me. He's injured. His prices are down. He's a stud. So if you're selling Joe, bring him to this guy. If not, sell the rest of your football. I would take that football money and go right to baseball. Again, we don't get crazy specific. We do this kind of like our buy sell, not crazy specific. We'll get into actual individual cards to buy later with our straight cash homie. But a couple names that still stand out to me. The first three are by no means a surprise. Acuna, Tatis, and Soto. Three of the young stars over the next decade, those guys are going to be perennial all-stars, MVP-type candidates. Prices are already high. In this market, you are not going to lose money buying those guys right now because they can all ball and they're all going to be back on the field in a matter of months. I think you do well with all three of those. Mike Trout, unbelievably high. I don't love his rookie stuff because of how expensive it is, but Trout stuff in general, I still like because at some point, Trout's going to perform in the playoffs. It has to happen. I don't care if they have to rig every one of the 399 million regular season games. You have got to get your best player in the playoffs. I actually think this is the year they do it, and Trout is going to go next level because we just need to see him play postseason. So I think Trout's a good guy to invest in right now. Young dude on that team as well, Joe Adell, the prospect. We talked about him in the prospect segment on Friday. I love Joe Adell. I think he can play. No pressure on him this year. He's going to be up for most, if not all, of the season. Look at the names in that lineup around him. Nobody's relying on Joe Adell. I think quietly he could have a very good season. He's still expensive in terms of a prospect, but way down from where he was. So I like him. Chubby D, Mr. Devers, Rafael Devers from my Boston Red Sox. Dude has played incredible ball the last few years. That team has been so irrelevant, no one has noticed. Rafael Devers is a baller. I love him. Across the board, I like all of his stuff. He doesn't even have really expensive, even his rookie stuff. His 2015 Bowman Chrome rookie autos, not that expensive compared to some of the big names. I love Rafael Devers as a buy right now. Cody Bellinger, I mean, any free agent under the sun the Dodgers have signed up. I think they sent this goof on the other side of my screen a contract. You're suiting up, aren't you, this year?
I signed up last week. Thank you.
Yeah, he signed up. See you on the field. I mean, the Dodgers are going to be unbelievable this year. They're in LA. That market's nuts. People like that team. They have a crazy following. They're going to be awesome. They're going to be competitive. They have offense, pitching. They got everything. I'd be surprised if they don't win it next year. And Bellinger is at the forefront of that, a former MVP. I just think he's going to have a monster season and take that next level jump. And then the guy that just got traded to the Redbirds, Nolan Arenado, finally getting out of Colorado, which is a weak market. We talked too. I don't think market impacts prospects and young guys, but a guy like Nolan Arenado, I think people finally want to see that dude play some meaningful baseball. Yes, the Rockies have had a couple little streaks. I'm not saying that, but he's in St. Louis now. Cardinals have a competitive team anyways. Him and Goldschmidt, I think are going to absolutely crush, and I think Arenado stuff is going to move big time. I like Arenado autos because he doesn't sign as much as everybody anyways. Pack pulled autographs, like from an actual baseball card pack. I also love his, I think it's 2010. I'll have to check the date. His first update paper card, a PSA 10 is doing like 250 right now. I actually think that's a good deal. When people see this guy play in that offense, I like it.
What are prices in comparison on baseball cards to football and basketball? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I know newsflash, I don't know a ton about sports. But I know the least amount with baseball. I never hear about anything like any guys in baseball. I mean, to me, my take is, well, these are going to be cheaper than football and basketball because I don't know what's going on with them. I never hear about them. Is it, any of that true?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends, right? You've still got a million different brands. By the way, you were in a collared shirt on a podcast. We knew you had no idea what was going on. It went without saying. A lot of this just has to do with brands, right? Like we talk about Prism basketball. Yeah, Prism is a crazy expensive brand, right? But there are plenty of cheaper brand basketball rookies that correlate to baseball. So it's the same thing. Baseball is a little bit different because generally when someone gets drafted in baseball, You don't see him on the field. So NFL, NBA guys are drafted. They're on the field, on the court that year. With baseball, yeah, guys drafted in 2019, 2020 are not going to be in the major leagues for at least, on average, 2 to 3 years, I would say. So you get a lot of prospect cards, like a product like Bowman Draft comes out, all their first major league card, and that's cool, but you're not going to see those guys in the field. So those usually carry the premium in baseball, but then when they actually come into the league, now you'll have rookie cards, and then from there on out, they're veteran cards. So there are all different types of entry-level stuff. I mean, you can get a nice Cody Bellinger auto, relatively decent price. I mean, $100 for some of the non-licensed, like Panini baseball products, $100, $150. You can get a nice Bellinger. But if you want to go back to 2015, his Bowman, his prospect auto is hundreds of dollars. If it's graded, I don't have any idea off the top of my head. I would say his base Bowman Chrome auto from 2015, if it was graded a 9.5/10 by Beckett, you're probably looking at $800 to $1,200. It's up there. I should know better than I do. I don't. But it's a massive card. So wow. A lot of it just depends on the year and when you're buying, what type of product. So,
All right.
Know what this leads into? That wasn't that great of a remark by you, but this one, Jesse's take of the week. I have a feeling you're going crypto, you little creep. Crypto or Top Shot?
I'm not always talking crypto. I'm not always talking Top Shot. However, this week I'm talking
Top
crypto.
Shot. I had a 50-50 shot. Good thing I called
Okay, I just have to follow up. This is short and sweet. Last week I talked about Dogecoin or Dogecoin, whatever you want to call it.
You were You were very confident last week when Doge, and I was like, oh, I didn't know it was called that.
I was confident, and you're then the I later have heard several people say different. So it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to call it, I would like to go ahead and preface because there's been a couple comments. Anything speculative, including cards, but including Dogecoin, you gotta be willing to lose this money. If you can't pay bills because you're investing in any of this, you're making a mistake. So let's go ahead and put that out there right now. And me personally, I did invest in Dogecoin. I did not throw my mortgage payment in there, but I threw a little chunk in. Since the airing of that episode,
Friday,
it has about doubled from where I was saying to buy in.
What did mine do since I invested heavily yesterday?
I didn't say invest yesterday. I said invest didn't last
say you
Friday.
Didn't say you did, you clown. I know what you're talking about.
You're
I know
even.
You're pumping it. I know you're pumping
close.
It up. Am I even?
Yeah.
Is Mr. it over
Elon
eight?
Elon Musk.
Is it over eight?
Eight. In this
okay.
moment, it is over eight. So
okay,
that
even.
Being said, who
it's
knows where it's going to go from
Central
this point.
Time. 11:42 Central Time.
Monday.
I'm even. Thank you.
We could see this go higher. I'm not saying hold out, but if you think the money you put in was money that you're okay losing, who knows? Leave it in. See how far it goes. Elon Musk just announced this morning he put $1.5 billion into Bitcoin, and he is on record as saying that Dogecoin could be just that thing to go to because everyone thinks it won't be. And sometimes,
cheaper alternative.
Yeah, and sometimes if everyone thinks it's not going to be it, then guys think, oh, that's a nice play to be in case it does go somewhere. So that being said, Jesse's take of the week. If you got a little extra capital, throw a few bucks in Dogecoin in 40 years when it's at $10,000 a coin.
Remember me.
Throw me a $5, a Fifsky, whatever.
It's called a fin. I don't know what a Fifsky is. A fin. All right. This week, too, because of the Gary Vee interview at the end, we're trying to leave time for that. So we're cutting other things short or cutting them out. So we're not doing a 101 where we break down like a term or an area or an avenue of the market. But in relation to that, one tool that's actually been pretty cool, we've gotten a really good response. We have a website, sportscardsnonsense.com. Jesse actually designed it, did it all himself. We're not on there trying to sell crap. Not yet, anyways. That'll come, though. Trust me. We've got to pay the bills somehow. Yeah, I've got to pay for all these losses in Dogecoin. No, but really, we set up the website to save us time. I mean, again, 10,000 plus emails and DMs. We are doing our best to respond to everybody. It's getting now to the point we just can't. So if you go to that website, sportscardsandnonsense.com, basically, I just called my friends. I'm not out there soliciting, trying to get people on the website. I have no interest in working with people I don't know, but I have a lot of connections in the industry because I've been here for years. So we've got things on there for breakers, card shops who have both physical and online presences, grading, whether it be PSA or Beckett, and consignment. So like for Breakers, for example, I've already told you many times, I still own a portion of Geo Breaks. My buddy runs Geo Breaks. He does breaks all the time, pretty much every day of the week. He has a Facebook group. Also on Facebook, because Eddie with Geo Breaks sticks to the hobby side. You know, people ask us all the time, where do I go to break? I love Geo Breaks for hobby and all that. My buddy Ken Griffin, The Card Shop Evansville, another Facebook group. He deals exclusively with way cheaper, way lower end stuff, which a lot of guys like. He is almost exclusively retail, which if it's just a way smaller price tag. So if you don't have the kind of money to spend hundreds of dollars on a PYT or random team, I think retail is a cool option. So The Card Shop Hendersonville on Facebook. As far as grading, I know enough about grading to do my own stuff and to use the people I use. However, I'm in no position to tell you how to evaluate and all these things. I can make educated guesses. But when it comes to grading, so PCSportsCards.com, Josh and Josh and Zach, I deal with Josh a lot. Zach's a Giants fan who I really have no use for, but that's fine. No, Josh runs the PSA side. They are the largest PSA submitting group in the country. You go on the website, you fire up what you want, you know, what you're submitting, send it to them. They will take care of the rest. Zach on the other side does consignment. So that website is kind of a one-stop shop. You can consign and grade. PCSportsCards.com. All these links, by the way, are on the website. I didn't do this to promote people because I don't like any of these guys enough to promote them, although I do like them. I did this because we're getting completely flooded with the questions and has to be an easier way.
You've used them in the past.
And I've used all these guys in the past, yeah. Another great option, by the way, my buddy Joe down in Dallas, Sappy Sports Cards. He is a Facebook group. The cool thing about Sappy, he does PSA, but he also does BGS, Beckett Submission Services. And since he lives in Dallas, he walks him right in. He's got a nice relationship down there. So he is great for both because I use both. I mean, if you look in the shelf behind me, if I move my massive shoulders, I actually really like Beckett holders for a lot of my new stuff. Although PSA has such a premium, I use PSA a lot too. But Sappy does them both. So Sappy Sports Cards. Again, he's on Facebook. Link is on the website, just like all these other links are on the website. My buddy Chris, who's local, I use Chris a lot too. I drive to the shop sometimes. He allows my dogs to come in. So that's how he won my heart over. He is NashCards.com. So they do all PSA, huge submitter. NashCards.com too is an awesome website. The cool thing, so all these guys have something cool, like consignment and grading with PC. Sappy does BGS and PSA. Chris does online consultations and in-store consultations, because he actually has a physical LCS. He's a cool option there as well. He can really help you out. So NashCards.com, again, he is on there. When you go to the website, it's card services, and that brings up every type of service that we're talking about. Obviously, like I said, with consignment, guys, you know, how do I sell my stuff? I've never used eBay. Cool. Don't use it. Go to PCSportsCards.com and just send it to Josh and Zach and let them sell it for you. And people have this thing that consigners take this crazy fee. I got news for you. eBay takes 10%. PayPal takes 3%. On the majority of sales, you are going to pay less using a consignor than you are doing it yourself. Probably on every sale, actually. I don't know why I said the majority. You're going to pay the same or less money, and you don't have to worry about anything. I would consign all day and never think about it. The other guy, too, who's on there, because like I said, card shops that I know and like and have online presences. So Nash Cards is in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Chris, good dude. We already talked about him with grading. He's got a cool shop. And then Nate Burns. Burns has been one of my closest friends in this hobby. He is an absolute monster on Facebook. He's on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram, too, and all that. Grand Slam Collectibles. Nate's a dude who came up kind of about the same time as me going full time with this. And I mean, I would put Nate's sales in the hobby over the past 3 years up against just about anybody. I mean, he's ridiculous. The shop is awesome. He's live just about every day, if not every day on Facebook, Grand Slam Collectibles. Again, he's under the card shop link on the website. That's it. Like I said, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you about 57 different companies who I've never dealt with but wanted to pay us to mention them or something stupid. These are guys I deal with professionally. They've always treated me good, so I'm happy to help them and return the favor. And honestly, it's a favor to me and Jess. We're trying to return the emails and stuff. And we are both excited that so many people are coming into this thing brand new. That is awesome. Very like cool. So many guys are like not as clueless as Jesse, but close. They're getting there. So if you need direction, the website's a great place. We're still working on it. Again, on sportscardsnonsense.com. Jesse's going to have like frequently asked questions. You know, how do I grade? Where do I go for, you know, to look up comps or comparables? All sorts of different things. Hey, I found a box of cards in my attic. What's the next step? All these, we're really going to try to streamline things there. Not with the idea of trying to make this huge website, but just so you can actually get answers and it's not some worthless system that sends you some generated email and nonsense like that. We're probably going to put a lot of like a thumbnails and stuff up from the actual show so you can see what we said on here and just, you know, it applies there. I'm making shirts too. I don't care if I make money on shirts. I always think it's fun making t-shirts. So I don't really shirts? Care. Though there's going to be shirts on there. None of Donkey them will shirt. Have a collar like Jesse's though.
This is a.
I hold you to that. Did I miss anything I on the nice. Website? Because that's important. Are we good?
She said I look nice.
I don't know who she is, but she was wrong. My wife are we did. Good on the website? Did you dress up for Gary? Is that why you're so dressed today?
Enough.
I just realized that. Look at your hair. Comments. You got that one little. Well, I say that, dude. My hair's off the screen. I noticed that one little thing. You got that Johnny Depp look going. You ever get that?
Doppelganger. What's with all the comments on my looks? All right. For the people listening, they Let's should know up. I'm very handsome.
Let's bang out this last segment because I'm excited. I actually want to talk to Gary. I'm pretty pumped.
Straight cash, homie.
There it is. I tell you, that voice is spot on. Still the most worthless name of a segment on this show, but we are
Stop
sticking
with it. Saying
that. I got to pull up my sheet over here. Show prep went out the window this week. So we're going to go three different price ranges, $250 to $275, $500, and then we're going to go cheap $50 to $75. I don't know if you have the pop report. By the way, we're going to talk population with Gary V too, and we're going to talk about it here. When I say what is the pop of a card, it just means the population. If you go to PSA.com or PSAcards.com, there's literally a tab, pop report. You put in the year and the name of the card, Larry Bird 1992 Flair, whatever it is. It will tell you how many cards are graded and how many are graded under each tab. So how many nines are in existence, how many PSA 10s. It's a cool tool to use, especially when it comes to supply and demand. You can see what's out there. So I didn't prep you for this. I apologize. Our first buy, I'm going to give you the hint. It's the 1990 Flair, F-L-E-E-R, update, Emmett Smith.
All right.
Well, you do that. Buy of the week, straight cash homie. I don't care what you call this dumb segment. Score supplemental Emmets are over $2,000 right now. For some reason, his 1999 Flair update, which is still a Cowboys uniform, it's an action photo. PSA 10s right now, as of this moment, 11:52 a.m. Central Standard Time on Monday, there are sitting there at $300. Buy it now. I bought a couple this week at at $230. I think that PSA 10, again, there's just way too much of a distinction here. That card is not worth 10% of the score supplemental. It should be way closer. What's the
There's pop? Actually a pretty low population in overall. So there's only 9,500 overall.
What's the 10 report?
3,600 being PSA 10s.
So 3,600, now put in score supplemental. Same year, same guy. So 3,600? Okay, I'm good with that. I'm going to throw the next one out there because I actually have the pop report here. So that's in the 250 to 275. Again, they're sitting at 300 best offer. I try to get it less. If you got to pay a few bucks more, I don't think it's the end of the world. I still think that is a great buy, although I think Score has a much lower pop. What's
Score's
the PSA
only
10
got
pop?
PSA 10's 1,475.
Okay, so you're talking 40%, 35 to 40% of the amount. That still does not mean that card should be worth 10 times the Flair update. Again, full disclosure, all that nonsense. I bought two last week at about $230 to $240. I think it's a $500 card in a couple weeks. It's just the gap there is too much. The next card I absolutely love. I only bought one because you can't find this card right now, and there's a reason. There's not that many out there. 1995 Flair, F-L-A-I-R. You old school guys remember Flair. It was like a cool, thick stock, awesome card. 1995 Kevin Garnett Flair rookie PSA 10. So the base card graded a PSA 10. The pop on this card is 84. Matter of fact, you know what I want you to do, Jesse? 1995 finest Kevin Garnett PSA 10. I'd like to see the pop in comparison to this. I'm actually making you earn the income that I don't pay you right now, and I'm excited.
I'm happy.
The pop on a PSA 10 Flair is 84. That is stupid low. I bought this card last week. You'll see the sale on eBay. I hit buy it now at $399 plus tax. I paid $431. There is one listed on eBay. That is it. I also bought a PSA 9 last night for $75. That's a great buy as well. I love this card across the board. There's one on bids right now, $499. I had one bid as of this morning, so it's already up to $500. His finest card is doing like $2,500. What's the pop on a finest?
I'm getting total that blank pop stare. Is $2,200 for a 10. It's $446.
$446. So over five times the amount for finest of this. This card should not sell as high as finest, but it should not be 20% of the value. 1995 Flair, Kevin Garnett, PSA 9, if you can get it under 100, or PSA 10, I'm going to say $500 to $600. It's a little bit higher because it's obviously rising. I love the play. And then third, this is a lot. So the complaint we've had too, hey, you mentioned these cards, they're a little bit tougher to find. So the first I don't know, honestly, 30 or 40 emails will be guys who bought the exact card. Great. It's not going to be 40 people to find that Garnett. It's tough to find, but keep your eyes open. The next one, then, I'm just going to say this. In the $50 to $75 range, 1998 Peyton Manning rookies. And I'm going raw. Inspect the card. Make sure it looks good to you. I'm not talking about graded or anything else. Upper Deck, Topps, and Bowman. You can get all three of those brands and a bunch of inserts in those brands. And if you go insert, you can get them as low as $20 for some of them. Some of them even cheaper. But $50 to $75, Peyton Manning, I like right now. Obviously, one of the top 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time. He just got inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend. He was elected. That ceremony is going to come up later in the year. You know, Peyton's far enough removed. We haven't seen an insane spike with him like some of the other modern guys. For $50 to $75, I think you can find nice, raw Peyton Manning rookie cards. Now, granted, if you want to grade them, awesome. Buy them raw. Make sure they look good. Send them into PC Sports. Send them into Nash Cards. Send them into Sappy. You know, get them graded, but I would not spend the money on the front end. This is kind of our cheaper option for straight cash homie. Again, the most hated name in sports right now. That
everybody title. Loves it.
Everybody loves it. So those are my three. 1990 Flair Update PSA 10 Emmett Smith in the 250 to 300 range. 1995 Flair Kevin Garnett, PSA 10, 5 to 600. PSA 9, I would say $80 to $100-ish. And then raw Peyton Manning rookies, I stick to the big brands. Upper Deck, Topps, and Bowman. I love those three plays. You have anything to contribute? Any cards you're buying this week, pal? You bought a Kobe last week, didn't you?
I bought that Kobe. It has gone from $1,100 when you mentioned it, okay. Which I paid $1,200 for. So pumping thanks for up. That.
We're manipulating the market.
Yeah, I'm the one being manipulated. and it is now selling for $1,600. So, hello.
Not a bad little return.
I don't hate it.
There's your three picks, straight cash homie. Next week, by the way, our next show, which comes up Friday, we're doing straight cash homie. We're also going to do like a this and that thing. This guy compared to that guy. We have to come up with a cute name. Everything we do here is cute. I think you people know that by this time, but we got to come up with something. So there you go. That is our two-man solo portion of the week. Now my dream is about to come true. We're adding a third man, which may be a bit of a constant feature here because of the lack of performance by the other guy on the show. But that's it for us too. Let's go to a three-man format and see what happens.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Introducing Batiste sweat-activated and touch-activated dry shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste dry shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com offers convenient mobile tire installation in many areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. Learn more at TireRack.com.
All right, guys, I think this is the reason everybody was tuning in, although I was pretty sure it was to see me and Jesse. Apparently, this next guest, our guy Gary V, has a little bit bigger of a following. I think it's safe to say. Gary, really appreciate the time, man. For now, man.
I'll give you
a couple months.
I see huge potential in what you're doing here. Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, appreciate the time. Gary. Let's get right into it, man. We obviously started our show, The Talks. I'm a Boston guy, as you know from the accent.
Yep.
Super Bowl thoughts. What's your opinion on the game last night?
It's almost, you know, after spending, here are my thoughts. I thought I didn't care who was going to win, which was a nice change because, as you know, brother, you guys have had such a good run up there that it's given me all sorts of agita for two decades. But
sure.
But I didn't realize how much sports PTSD is real. You know, in a weird way, I thought I was sneakily, quietly under the radar rooting for Brady because I've become fascinated with this thesis that maybe Belichick's all time overrated. And if Brady wins, so this can get, and if he wins again, and then the Pats don't make the playoffs for 3 years, it's something to hang your hat on because the Brady train is gone at this point. This was before the game. During the game, I weirdly, when I don't care in general in sports, I root for the underdog that manifests in the moment.
Yeah.
So obviously Tampa's winning, right? Just to make sense to you, right? Like if you don't care, you're halfway through, you're like, oh, you're rooting for the underdog. Or at least that's
how
I am.
He's never cared about a sports game in his life. So
that's why I root for the underdog.
Yeah, we're good
there.
That's
what makes sense to me. So, but it was, you know, it's weird. Listen, here's what I would say. He's uncomfortably in the argument for the greatest athlete of all time. And he's got to be in the mix every single time with Gretzky and Jordan and whoever you want. Like, he's just so in it. It's astonishing what his career is going to end up looking like. You know, I got kind of comfortable there after that hot start. They had that decade, as you know. We even won a playoff game in Foxborough.
The Ravens, Sanchez, baby.
Yep. Right, sure. The Ravens were doing their thing. The Giants were doing their thing. I was like, and then, you know, I was loving the whole, they haven't won anything since Spygate. This is all that, you know, so, but he's, I mean, what do I think? I think it weirdly could be huge for Mahomes' career, because if he's a true competitor, he's going to be real chip on the shoulder, because here come all the jokes. I already saw one on Instagram. It's take your kid to school day, and it's Brady with Mahomes on his shoulders.
Like, shoulder ride. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what did I feel? I was focused on our client, Scott's Miracle-Gro Super Bowl commercial. I was thinking I was going to casually enjoy it because I didn't care. As Brady was winning, I got a little chippy and a little PTSD'd. But I mean, like everybody else who's got a half a brain, it's just an incredible accomplishment. I also think it reinforces my incredible belief that football is a huge team sport. And
no question,
that left tackle goes out and they have to rejigger. And that offensive line was a disaster.
Yeah, it was rough
for them. And so that changed that game dramatically.
Yeah. So, hey, real quick with regard to, so we always try to tie in cards and the market and all that. So I am under no illusion that all of a sudden football is taking the place of basketball on the world scale, because it's really not that close. But we were talking earlier, and we want to get your thought too. I'm a big fan of population count with PSA. I know you've talked about that on your YouTube show.
Supply and demand.
Absolutely. So I don't think Brady is by any means catching LeBron, because I just don't see it happening. LeBron's Topps Chrome, though, PSA 10s, are going for ungodly money right now. I think we looked last night, 40,000 to 50,000. Population's 2,071. Mm. Brady's Bowman Chrome, which I would consider the most comparable to that card, half the population, 1060, is rolling out this morning for about 30. I don't know that that catches LeBron, but do you view that as like his grail rookie card, that straight Bowman Chrome PSA 10?
Yeah, and I think actually what you just said, it was funny. I didn't know where the numbers were going to fall. It's funny. I actually think I tweeted this. I made a lot of friends buy Brady rookie cards about a year ago. I succumbed on the Jordan side because I equally hate him, but Brady was still too active.
Yep.
And so I didn't buy any, but I told all my friends to. So I was really unfamiliar with the pop number that you just dropped. And obviously the Brady has exploded.
You know,
if it's at 30 right now, and I know the LeBron's just crossed over the 40 mark, but it seems like it's heading in the next direction. When you just said that, it actually makes me think LeBron's underpriced. Because I think Brady's
really
appropriately. Yeah, I think, I know that's a funny one to say.
Because of the gap, basketball to football?
I don't think people understand what's happening with the China collectors. Yeah,
yep.
The global nature of here's why, two things. I think that the fractionalization market is going to be a big play, the global nature. And what's going to be fun to listen to this spot 3 years from now, because both of them are still in play for multiple championships.
Crazy.
Crazy.
At 43, still in play for championship. Yeah. By the way, in 3 years from now, we'll be removed from this.
Right?
Yeah, we'll be removed from this. We'll be removed from the ringer for about 31 months, 3 years from now. But we'll look back with fond memories. I'm excited about it. So you're going Brady, appropriately rated. You still think LeBron's underrated? Still a decent play?
I really do.
That's insane. I don't think you're wrong.
It's just insane. It's insane if you've been following and it was $1,000 2 years ago. So it's hard. But like, this is what happened. The reason I've been studying contemporary art is when Andy Warhol's and Jackson Pollock's got hot and they went from $5,000, $10,000 to $100,000 or $25,000 a piece to $200,000. Everybody in the New York and Paris and art world was like, that's insane. Some of those Pollocks are hundreds of millions of dollars now. Now, less supply, right? One.
Sure.
But there's so much more demand around LeBron and Jordan and Brady than a contemporary artist. They're not even the same breath.
I agree. I mean, Jesse got excited there because we stopped talking sports. I saw your chubby face glitter there for a minute.
I was just excited about
the art reference.
We're talking my world, a little investment. And Gary, so to give you a little context, a lot of the guys listening to the show are new to this market, such as myself. But I've been investing for years. One of the real key reasons we like watching you and getting your advice is because you have a depth and breadth of this market more than so many others. So my question is, what do you think it takes to continue to grow this market at this point? Because, you know, I got into it knowing nothing about cards. There's plenty of guys who are starting to get back into it. I collected when I was a kid. That's what the majority of the fan mail we get is just, hey, I collected in the 80s and 90s. I got this collection.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And so, but now, like, I talk to guys who they collected as kids, but they still have never heard about this. We're out there promoting it. You're out there promoting it. But what do you think it takes to bump this to the next level?
Just a matter of time, Jess. And I'll be honest with you, to be very frank, just to let you know, no different than social media apps, no different. You know, I live my truth. Like I think in general, I've spoken a lot less about cards than my belief in it. Because unlike any other time in my life, Jess, I actually now have an audience and I'm worried about that word promoting it. Because I really don't think of myself as promoting it. I really don't. I think I'm trying to be on the record of being right from a business cadence standpoint, kind of like I did with, you know, social media and other things of that nature, because that builds reputation. And in 7 years, I may see something else and I may go into a business and I want people to believe that I have good vision. I'll give you an example. I've spent more money on cards in the last 2 weeks than the first 3 years that I've been involved in this. Wow. So if I was doing what some people think I was doing, pumping and dumping, I haven't sold a single card. I'm on the precipice of selling my first single card as a favor to a business associate. I've not sold a card. Let me phrase. I went to the National 2 years ago and set up a table. And for people listening who were there, half my table said not for sale. And I was showing things I was buying. Giannis, LeBron, Jordan stickers, a lot of things that worked out. And then I was selling like random stuff that like I just needed some action, would buy stuff and try to flip it, you know, like silly stuff. You know, if I actually, this is really crazy. I want to say this. I actually don't overly have passion for this exploding because I fear a couple things. I fear people doing it like cryptocurrency or cannabis or CBD startups or startups. There's a lot of people coming in, Jess, that have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah,
they buy a BCCG graded 10 card and they buy, you know, there's a lot of weird, like the first thing I would say to everybody's listening is 98% of you, unless you have Pokemon, are going to find yourself, or you bought Kobe and LeBron years, are going to find yourself realizing most of the stuff you have is not worth that much. That's number one. This is more about getting educated and investing in Tesla or investing in, you know, Facebook, or this is like stock and art stuff. This is real. This is an alternative investment class and people are going to keep doing this. However, if Jess, if you said I'm from the future and actually in the next 6 years, collectible rare toys like old Star Wars or comic books or sports memorabilia massively overtook sports cards and say, oh, that makes sense. Because I know that pop culture, alternative investing is going to play out. Now, 3 years ago, I decided that was going to be sports cards because sports is so big. Sports collectively is bigger than Avengers movies. You know, it just, and so sport, literally the only thing I think that competes with sports is music, right? Like from a cultural, billions of people. So, you know, we haven't even started seeing UFC cards explode to the level I expect. You know, soccer, I still think outside of like Mbappe craze and some of the youngsters, like still has room to grow if this is as global as I think. I think still it's quite early, but for me, I don't really think at all, Jess, and I mean at all, about how do we take this to the next level? Like, I don't want everybody buying because that's good for my collection. Because what I think happens in that scenario is a lot of people lose money. Like right now, I think a lot of people are losing money and not realizing they're losing money. They're buying incredible athletes like Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, you know, Justin Herbert, excuse me, Tua. Like, they're buying great young athletes. What they don't know is there's too much supply.
Yep.
And just like every other era of sports cards, do you know how hard it is to be better than Kevin Garnett?
Dude, Garnett is on our list today. You look at Garnett population reports and look at what he did in the game. Crazy low population. I don't care. You said this the other day, and I was going to just roast you with this when you're not on camera. Zion might be better than Garnett. I'm thinking to myself, he might be. Now, he has a ceiling, but his population's insane.
I've bought zero Zion.
I just sold
the population.
Out. I'm out.
I don't, by the way, and now let me counter. Zion's one of the two people in the NBA, along with Luka, that I think can get to that place that everybody wants everybody to get to. That in 21 years, they're considered a top 15 player. And Luka feels more comfortable to me because
he's a freak.
But listen, Mike, I've been anti-Zion investing. Zion is having an uncomfortably good year. Like, uncomfortably. The hype is off. But when you look at the data, you're like, woo, this kid can play. Anyway,
so let me ask you then, in 10 years though, if I said who's had the better past decade, you think Zion outperforms Ja over the next 10?
I don't know. Ja's an interesting one. It was funny. I was hitting up my real internal, like people that really know the NBA, like trainers, GMs, coaches. And I was asking about Ja this weekend about, hey, does he need to put on more? Like, I'm trying to get educated because the Knicks have been so bad for so long. Mm-hmm. I'm a little out of practice in my NBA knowledge. Like, I really understand football, like really. And I actually weirdly really understand baseball because I play in a 20-team, super deep dynasty baseball league. So I actually weirdly, the reason I've done so well with Soto and Acuna, Tatis, and I'm buying a ton of Vlad, I haven't started yet. I like doing stuff like this where people, I always tell people what I'm in. Like, I haven't bought Vlad yet, but I'm about to buy Vlad heavy.
Did you listen to our show? Our recommendation last week? Is that Vlad? What's happening here?
Nope.
This is called Gary V validation right here.
Mike, you're hot on Vlad?
Here's the reason. I think Vlad's a softball player. Dude's going to hit towering home runs. And the fact that his market jumped 2 weeks ago because he showed up not fat. Correct. That was all the hype train needed.
And he's got a chip on his right shoulder, right?
Yep.
Like, here's the thing. You learn about Vlad this year heavily. Here's why. Tatis got so much heat. He's in every commercial. He's on every sport, right? And if you're a competitor, like if I'm very competitive and it's been a big driver of my success. If I'm Vlad, I'm angry as shit. I'm like, that's my spot that Tatis took, right? And so I think we'll learn a lot about him this year. Nonetheless, long-winded answer, guys. By the way, I got to come back on the show because now I'm looking at my clock. I know I have this hard stop.
We'll check our schedule.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, let me
make sure.
I'd like to come back on because we're just getting into it now. But anyway, I don't know where the I was going. I'm just happy to be on the show. Thank you for having me. Keep going. I want to do the rapid stuff. I want to talk about other stuff. But
all right,
answer. LeBron's underpriced if that's Brady's numbers.
There you go. Circling back to 30 minutes ago. All right, real quick, rapid thing then. Overrated, underrated. I'm going to steal one from you. Then we'll do our buy sell. Gary V's impact on the hobby market right now.
Overrated. Let me tell you why.
I am so opposite. And I'm not saying this to suck up to you because I don't care. I don't know you at all. And I hope you come back. Dude, you hold up a card. I know you're not doing the pump and dump, but I've seen the effect we've had on the 3 or 4 cards we've specifically mentioned. Your impact magnified. Dude, we were saying Duncan Finest for $200. They went up to $600 and we got blown up with hate mail. You guys are pumping. I said, I'm buying the card. I'm not dumping anything. Your impact though, held up those Durants. Dude, you held up the white Durant PSA 9s. I bought 85 of them. I'm all in. And the market jumped that day. So
I think that I don't post them. Bro, there's people that you guys know this, right? There's people that have 1/100th of the size of my audience, but they're posting every day and those little nickels add up to more. I've gotten so scared of being painted in a picture that isn't true that I've almost stopped, you know, posting. And I
want
to.
So that holds you back.
Yeah, it's been really sucky because I love being right or wrong. And I also am a positive guy. So for example, coming out and saying, let me pick a quarterback, Josh Allen. Coming out making a video right now and saying, you better sell your Josh Allens because he's going to come back down to earth. The schedule, the this, the that, the adjustments of the NFL. I don't want to put that out. That's fucking negative. Like, hey, this guy's not, like, what value to the world does that bring? On the flip side, So Trevor Lawrence, right? Because I obviously, I am in the football representation business. That kid.
He's going to light the world on fire, whether he can play or not.
Good. Oh, God.
I think he can, but his hype is Luka 2.0. I mean, Zion 2.0.
100%. For football, as a matter of fact, if you're a very smart investor, you're probably buying up Justin right now, even or Burrow right now, even at expensive prices, because the reset of pricing that Lawrence is going to, you know what's going to happen. It's going to come out. The Prism base is going to be so expensive. People are going to be like, wait a minute. But by the way, real quick, before I run, because I want to get value and then we'll do the rapid. That's why people should be looking at 86, 87 Fleer, because, and it kind of already happened. I wanted to give a good tidbit here, but it's not as good unless you're not paying attention. Barkley and Elijah have already kind of gone up almost double on the Jordan. Like, I think that Jordan card, back to the LeBron Chrome, I'm going to be very transparent here because this is what I want to do when I do public stuff. I want to share all my best advice. I'm spending almost all my time trying to understand what a $1 million Jordan PSA 10 86, 87 Fleer means for everything else. Because I know for fact, because I have very rich people hitting me up every day saying, I want to buy one of these, that there's no shot that that card's not headed that way.
Yep.
And so I kind of wake up saying, okay, if that's true, are these John Stockton 10s at this pop like wildly underpriced? And I, of course, that's like long tail. You go directly to Elijah Wan and Barkley.
Sure.
Even Malone.
See, and I went directly to lower grade Jordans. I sold my PSA 9 last week on the show. Went from 50 grand to 70 in literally days. And we sold
You know what card's
and it's a bad sale, quite frankly.
What, you know what card's really going to get affected and already has, but I think it's going to continue is the Magic Bird rookie.
Okay.
And I think
Larry Legs, baby.
And then I think we saw a huge uptick last spring to August. And then you saw a huge decline, but nowhere back to, you only lost 30% of the 100% on the 61 Fleers. And I think Kareem's going to have another moment.
I think Russell does too.
Yeah. Bill Russell, 57 tops is a fucking, I think
it's insane.
Four of them, which is devastating to me. Because I wish I had 25. I think Bill Russell, 57 tops, is uber underpriced.
Not to mention when he dies. I mean, it's just the case. Look what Hank Aaron, same thing. When Russell goes, that thing's going to go through the roof. All right, can we throw a couple rapid fires at you? I know you got to get out of here, man. Yep. All right, buy, sell. I don't even need the explanation. Jesse, Jesse, you're the star, baby. Don't mess up the names this week. This isn't your average show. We got people here. Read these correctly.
Stop with the pressure. I can't take it. All right.
He thrives.
All right, Gary, Mike, buy, sell. Griffey Jr.,
you don't go very specific.
We just go straight player. Yep.
Sell.
I'm a sell. So we did the upper 89 upper deck PSA pop report. Thousands. Listen, that is not a $5,000 card.
Let me caveat, because I need everybody to hear this. The market has just started so much that I would say buy to every single thing you're about to say if you wanted to see a profit in the next 6 months, because context matters.
Sure.
Okay. What I'm going to say right now on buy sell is predicated on things like there's a much better place to spend your money, like alternative LeBron rookies.
There you go.
Like then, let's say a Griffey upper deck. Keep going,
Jesse. See, because just real quick, just a caveat. That's why we focus this now because if you have unlimited funds, buy them all, no question. Correct. The guys who are coming to, I got $2,000 to spend. Correct. We got to be quick. Cool.
That's what I'm trying.
So Griffey, sell. We're out of here. We need to disagree. Right. Next name.
Paul Pierce.
I'm a buy. Hall of Fame man. Yep.
Buy.
Cool.
That whole Chris era. Weber. Bye.
Simmons is high on Weber. I got to say yes to keep my job. Bye.
All right. Chris Bosh.
Bye.
That's the only one I hate. I hate Chris Bosh. I don't care. I can't get on board. Rookie stuff.
I'm obsessed. Obsessed with top 100 NBA players if they're on the list that are underpriced.
And I should be. I just can't get around to
it. Here's why, Mike. It's like you're going to get long-tailed. Once Wade and LeBron, or once every LeBron rookie is $5,000.
Where do you go next?
Yeah, you're going to go Pierce for the same reason. By the way, Steve Nash, Ray Allen, Tracy McGrady, Allen Iverson. Like, it's that pocket.
Absolutely. I'm all Garnett Duncan. Those are my two right now. You can't go wrong,
I think
literally.
Shaq has the biggest potential to get bananas. Because
I said Shaq. No one's listening.
I'll tell you why, Jess. People think it's junk wax era. The problem is the new numbers make those numbers look like shatter zero.
Yeah, and there's not a ton of PSA 10s because that pop, we were all stuffing them in shoeboxes still.
Correct.
Hey, Jesse, just skip the hoops thing. We aren't going to waste time with wax. Just go the other two real quick.
Good news. Right. I'm so undereducated on wax. I haven't bought any wax, so I'm glad you didn't ask.
There you go. Look at that.
There you go. Bradley Beal.
I'm going very underrated.
Yep.
Huge buy because the writing's on the wall. He's going to end up in a big market. And if it's New York or I think he's real and he's a great dude. I'm big on Bradley Beal. There's just no inventory. His rookie year was so low pop.
You see how angry he is too when they lose? That's why. So I'm a big buy because I think he's getting traded. And when he's not on the winning side, he is mad about it. I love that.
Him. I love
Jesse,
him.
Your favorite question. We asked this last week. Go ahead.
I don't feel comfortable.
Ask it. The fans want to know.
Will you be the third man on our show?
No. Just third man on the show. I told Jesse last week, a lot of complaints because people don't like the dynamic. They want two of us nerds just talking cards.
A lot of people love the dynamic. Two people didn't like the dynamic.
People don't like this dynamic. Third man on the show, I'm still a hold, Jesse. I'm going properly rated in Gary V terms. There you go. Properly rated. We may get
Gary,
somebody
your,
else on
your
here.
Thoughts there, Gary?
He's a Jess fan. He's on your team the whole time, I could tell.
Yeah, I kind of want to be on this show permanently.
Yeah, take it easy. Okay. We don't need you saying things like that and getting my little heart fluttering. Listen, dude, I'm 5'6". I weigh about 2 bills right now. I don't need more fluttering.
Mike, let me say this for everybody who's listening audio only. You got a great f***ing face, so there's that.
Oh.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
All right, I got to get out of here.
We appreciate the time, sir.
My real business time, or they're getting
mad. I'm going to blow you up on Twitter and get you back on the show now. We'll hold you to it. We appreciate the time.
I want to come back on. I really like your guys' balance and cadence, and I wish this show tremendous success. I love you guys. See you.
Thank you, sir. Have a
good day. Have a great day.
All right, guys. So that was the show, man. We are super excited. I mean, I think you could tell we were both a little bit giddy with Gary V being here. He said he's coming back on the show. I heard that.
I heard it
that
say
will
twice.
Be clipped up. So I'm just going to tell you this, Gary. You may be a social media mogul. I can be a social media annoyance. We're getting him back on the show. I like the knowledge. I do want to dig into some stuff. It's super tough. You get 15 minutes with a guy like that. I had a million questions. I wanted to really, go in depth in some of the stuff. We did what we could, so we had fun. Anyways, make sure you check out the show. As always, brought to you by Spotify. You can get the podcast anywhere you get your podcast, so get it everywhere. The YouTube channel, make sure you follow us, Sports Cards Nonsense, like we talked at the beginning. That's the website, sportscardsnonsense.com. Awesome links to some dudes in there in this hobby that can take care of you, whatever you need under card services. Straight Cash Homie this week was Faya. The name is still stupid. Mikey's Takes, we did it all. I don't know. I had fun. I actually thought you did decent. Here's what we're going to do from now on. We're going to end the show with a grading report of you. So I thought today was better.
No,
I'm
going to say why this. Would you do this?
I'm not thrilled with the collared shirt. I don't know why you're dressing up for Gary. He didn't even mention
it. Gary deserves a collar, sir.
Gary didn't mention it, so I don't think we're thrilled about it.
He loved how I looked.
Other than that, energy was pretty good. You got your little crypto talk in there, which I know makes you happy. I think you did pretty good. I'm going to give you a solid B+. Here's what I'm going to promise you. Friday show is just me and you. All right, pal? I'm going to throw you that lifeline.
There
you
go.
Sports Cards Nonsense on the Ringer Podcast Network. Make sure you listen and check us out everywhere else. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. We're all over the place. That's the same name everywhere. Brady won the Super Bowl. 7 rings, baby. Later.
Peace.